expect.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Kansas State point guard Marquise Noel had a great game against Michigan State in the Wildcats' 98-93 overtime victory to lift them to the Elite Eight. Noel set an NCAA men's basketball tournament single-game assists record with 19 on two spectacular passes in the final minute of overtime. And have you ever heard of a Wild West Country Museum passport?
It's an app that helps you explore and learn about the history of lesser-known attractions in Southwest Kansas. The Wild West Country Tourism Coalition created it to promote tourism in the area, according to Wild West Coalition President Robin Bailey.
We have 36 locations, either visitor centers, museums, and art galleries.
Plus, each time you visit a location, you earn points towards winning prizes at the end of the year. The app is called Turf Hunt, and you can search for Wild West to start your adventure. I'm J.P. Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Your operation means everything to you. It's your business, your calling, your way of life. That's why it's our life's work at QSI to deliver quality post-frame structures tailored to the everyday needs of your farm or ranch to protect livestock and equipment and keep your operation running at its highest level. Team up with QSI on your next project. Explore custom-built ag solutions for Kansas and Western Missouri today at qualitystructures.com.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad.
At Emprise Bank, we're your partner in possible, and we believe that when we work together, your dreams are achievable. Which means today's feeding becomes tomorrow's breeding. First-generation farmers become multi-generational farmers, and the land you love becomes the legacy you leave. We provide flexible financing solutions to help your agribusiness grow. This is the power of possible. Visit EmpriseBank.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. A bill that would have broadened vaccine exemptions in daycare, schools, and workplaces in Kansas got rejected on Thursday by a legislative committee, as the Senate Public Health and Welfare Committee voted 3-4 against sending the bill to the full Senate. A law enacted in 2021 already allows Kansas workers to refuse the COVID-19 vaccine if it's against their religious beliefs without question from an employer. The bill rejected in committee on Thursday would have extended that to all vaccines and added children. For kids, those vaccines would include measles, mumps, tetanus, and more. The legislation would also take current law further by saying people would merely need to say that they have a moral objection, rather than requiring some documentation that a religion they belong to opposes the vaccinations. Religious and medical exemptions have existed for decades, but schools, for instance, often have discretion about how much someone has to document a religious objection before their vaccination requirement was waived. The legislation brought heated testimony from both sides. Supporters of the far broader exemption argued for personal freedom and bodily autonomy, and opponents of the bill argued for trust in experts and that vaccines protect everyone at school and at work. The committee narrowly passed a more tailored-down bill, 4-3, that prohibits schools and daycare centers from requiring COVID-19 vaccinations. Senator Chase Blassie of Wichita said he doesn't think that they can trust the Kansas Department of Health and Environment that they're not going to add this vaccination, and that's why, as policymakers, they wanted to ensure that it's never even a possibility. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has said it has no plans to add the COVID-19 vaccine to the required list of vaccines for children. Governor Kelly said the number of adult and child psychiatric beds increased by 1/3 in Kansas during the past 4 years as the state responded to the shortage of inpatient services for people struggling with mental illness. Governor Kelly said the lack of specialized beds was one of the most significant barriers to delivery of mental health care to Kansans statewide. So now they must continue their progress in addressing the mental health crisis here in Kansas by reducing the stigma around mental illness and substance use disorders, and by dedicating additional much-needed resources to these challenges. The state relied on federal funding to help 13 community mental health centers expand access to mental health services and to support certified community behavioral health clinics. And the state established KansasAgStress.org to share information on mental health issues with farmers and ranchers, while expanding mental health programs in schools and implementing the 988 Crisis and Suicide Prevention Hotline. Kansas State University is opening its doors to the public for the exploration of endless possibilities at the All University Open House from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, April 1st. The open house will take place on the Manhattan campus with activities, learning, fun, and food, and this event is for all ages and an opportunity to explore K-State while getting an insider's look at the university's academic programs, student organizations, and campus life. The event offers a mix of activities, projects, displays, demonstrations, food and entertainment, and tours of the campus and on-campus housing are available throughout the day. The Carl R. Ice College of Engineering invites visitors to get a sneak peek of this year's student-built formula car and watch several student competitions. You can test your balance and coordination with the College of Health and Human Services and tour the nursing program facilities. The College of Arts and Sciences will feature many displays throughout campus, including interactive art projects, and you can visit the English department's custom poetry from The Poet in a Box. Test your paper airplane skills and explore a living wax museum with the College of Education. The College of Architecture, Planning, and Design's events include Box Hatton, which offers visitors a chance to try their hand at city planning, and you can take a stroll to the College of Veterinary Medicine Complex to see a variety of exhibits and activities. For the full schedule of events and to learn more, you can visit k-state.edu/openhouse. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
The public is reminded that the Kansas Department of Transportation has closed a portion of K-383 in Norton County for reconstruction. The closure begins at the East U.S. 36 Junction and extends approximately 6 miles northeast to the Prairie Dog Creek Bridge near Almena. Traffic should follow the signed detour route on U.S. 36 and U.S. 183. The project activities will consist of widening the highway on existing alignment into a 24-foot mainline surface with 6-foot paved shoulders, and the crews will also decrease side slopes and level hills and valleys, which will help improve visibility and increase passing opportunities. Several drainage structures along the route will be replaced as well. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects to reopen the highway by the end of 2023, conditions permitting. This project is the second phase of reconstruction on 26 miles of K-383 in Norton and Phillips counties. Phase 1 consisted of approximately 6 miles from east of Long Island to the U.S. 183 junction, and Phase 3 is the remaining 14 miles from Almena to east of Long Island. The Kansas Department of Transportation is currently finalizing the design plan for Phase 3 and anticipates letting the project for construction in the spring of 2025. For more information, you can contact Public Affairs Manager Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. Fort Hays State University's next Science Cafe is set for Monday, March 27th, and this month's presentation, Fishes, Senses, and Fishing, is sponsored by Fort Hays State University's Science and Mathematics Education Institute. The presentation will begin at 7 p.m. at the venue in Thirsty's Brew Pub and Grill in Hays. Dr. William Bill Stark, the professor of biological sciences at Fort Hays State University, will help everyone dip their toes in the water world of fish and explore some of the ways that fish experience their world that's a bit different than our own. He'll have some hands-on material, and participation of all ages is encouraged. Science Cafe presentations are free and open to the public, and questions can be directed to Carrie Rodler at 785-628-4743 or by visiting fhsu.edu/smei. The Norton County Community Foundation has awarded $10,000 in the March grant cycle, and the funds were part of the Dane G. Hansen Community Grant Fund, which offers financial support to qualifying and deserving projects and programs in Northwest Kansas. The grant fund supported Northern Valley Schools, which received $10,000 for exterior grout and ceiling. Northern Valley Schools was awarded these funds to help with exterior facility upgrades. The high school, built in 1923, is the center life force of the community, serving students and teachers on a daily basis and also hosting regular events such as reunions, funerals, receptions, and celebrations. The building has water leaks in the mortar joints, causing damage to ceiling tiles, structural supports, and walls, and the school has been patching them each year. However, it's reached a point where a full repair is necessary. Addressing the root problem will be more economical in the long run, and Mid-Continental Restoration has been hired to clean the mortar joints, remove loose debris, reseatment, and seal the joints. The project is set to begin in June. According to the grant application, the Northern Valley School District is a vital part of the Almena and Long Island communities, and it's crucial that their school district maintains their property in good working order to provide a safe environment for their local students. The school is working to secure all funds necessary for the project and is welcoming any support from interested parties. The guidelines and application for the Hansen Community Grant can be found on the Norton County Community Foundation's website at nortoncf.org. The applications are due the last day of the month to be considered for the next month's funding, and for more information, you can contact Bethany Shirk at 785-874-5106 or email bethany@nortoncf.org, and you can also visit the Norton County Community Foundation office at the Heaton Building in downtown Norton, located at 112 South Kansas Street. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
When life happens, Boxler Insurance will be there to help you get through it. This is David Davis from Boxler Insurance Agency. Be prepared for life's unexpected events with one of our many just-in-case insurance options. We not only assess your insurance needs and get you the policies that best meet those needs, we will also be there if you ever need to use those policies by assisting with submitting claims. Start to finish, we're there for you. Contact us at 785-877-5128 or stop by our office located at 108 North 1st in Norton.
Now is the best time to experience Serta's all-new iComfort mattresses, redesigned from the inside out to intelligently respond to your body's individual needs for comfort, support, and temperature regulation. Are you interested in the Serta iComfort adjustable mattress set? Well, no problem. Just stop into Sander Furniture at North Highway 283 for details and start experiencing the comfort that cradles, the comfort that supports, and the comfort that cools at Sander Furniture on North Highway 283.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley with a check of some agriculture news. Now, the question is what to do about the farm bill while the White House and House Republicans fight it out over the U.S. borrowing limits and spending cuts. But Senator Chuck Grassley suggests an answer. How do you write a farm bill or any budget or spending bill in Congress when you don't know how much you have to work with?
You have to bowl ahead, write the farm bill policy, put in what you think are reasonable numbers, and if they're too high, you'll have to dial them back.
But if they're not high enough, that could cost votes, even forcing the need for an unpopular farm bill extension when the current bill expires on September 30th. House Democrats are already attacking possible GOP proposed spending cuts they charge could harm public safety, border security, child care, college age, rental help, and nutrition. Grassley talks about the cuts bleeding into the farm bill.
Well, I haven't studied the House proposals at this point. I don't think they're very much in concrete at this point, so they can change a lot.
While Grassley pushes on the Senate side for farm payment limits, he and other Republicans try to find other ways to at least ease SNAP spending once the pandemic emergency ends on May 11th. But big picture, House Speaker McCarthy has vowed to cut $130 billion, or 8%, from current fiscal year funding. 22% if defense and veterans are left alone. Midwestern farmers are planning to plant more corn and wheat this spring. An Ag Access survey says farmers will add 27% more acres to corn, 32% more to wheat. A smaller percentage at 17% says they'll increase their soybean acres. The survey results match up with a USDA projection at its recent Ag Outlook Forum. This has been a check of agriculture news. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture
Network. Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Looks like fairly cool weekend around our region with high pressure to our north, and we may get some precipitation this afternoon into tonight and again tomorrow and Sunday as low pressure moves to our south, and we'll have a frontal boundary setting up in northern Kansas overnight and into Saturday, so we may see a little bit of light rain and even a few snow showers in our western counties. Occasional cloud cover through the weekend over our state, and Sunday looks like it'll be the coolest day of the weekend, highs staying in the 40s with a few low 50s. On the map heading into the afternoon, a stationary front is near our western border running down into northern Texas, and a fairly strong low is passing by southeast Kansas and headed for southern Missouri. Cool high pressures over the northern plains, and a low pressure area is forming in the northern Rockies, so they'll be getting some snow up there. Some sun and some clouds, and temperatures mostly in the 50s for us this afternoon. A little bit of light rain possible statewide with some heavier precipitation possible in the northeast counties later on. Overnight, the low moves quickly northeast into the Midwestern states and the Great Lakes. Might see some severe weather in the southeast and the Gulf Coast states with strong thunderstorms. Partly cloudy for us overnight, and then a slow-moving frontal boundary will be over northern Kansas tomorrow. Might get a few more rain showers and possibly some snow showers in our northwest counties. Looks cloudy and cool for Sunday with a few showers possible. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, low to mid-40s with mid-20s overnight. We're in the low 50s north-central, and tonight low 30s. Low 50s for the northeast counties. Tonight we're in the mid-30s, mid to upper 40s southwest, and overnight lows in the upper 20s and low 30s. Low 50s south-central and low to mid-30s for tonight. Upper 40s and low 50s southeast, and tonight we're in the mid to upper 30s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
At Emprise Bank, we're your partner in possible, and we believe that when we work together, your dreams are achievable. Which means today's feeding becomes tomorrow's breeding. First-generation farmers become multi-generational farmers, and the land you love becomes the legacy you leave. We provide flexible financing solutions to help your agribusiness grow. This is the power of possible. Visit EmpriseBank.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this...
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash Hog Trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota Cash Market, no market report. Carcass Trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at boxed beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dixon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.